Welcome to the Amazing Minecraft Podcast, episode number 68. It is a day. It's been a while.
A month.
Not quite a month, so we're not going to say we took a month break. We took a 27-day break, which is basically a month if you're in February. But that's not the point. So we have been doing quite a lot of stuff since we last uploaded. First of all, last episode was getting hacked. He then got banned for 7 days for security, something or others.
That's honestly stupid, though. Because they should maybe like a 2-day ban.
Yeah. He then joined my co-op along with my buddy Jake, who recently just took all our coins that we invested in Beastmaster Crest. More on that later. We're going to need to give him a good talking to tomorrow. That's not cool. You don't be doing that.
Hey, I mean, we did put it in the co-op.
We did put it in the co-op bank, but it wasn't for him. He gets his own money.
He is part of the co-op.
Yeah, but, like, we're the only one that invested in that. He did nothing.
He actually might have, but...
So, we got Gideon and Jake on the co-op. He was on a couple episodes ago. Jake has chosen to be tank, and Gideon is
mage. Well,
you
forced him to be tank.
But... Yeah, I forced him to be tank, but I let him choose, but, like, it was, like, you get tank or, like, healer, and tank is better than healer. But I then told him about the idea of, like, a...
Clear set.
Yeah, where you basically use max ore for the clear and gold ore for the boss.
But you use max ore for the clear?
Usually, yeah.
No, you use Necron.
You don't.
Everyone I see does use Necron.
Maxor is better for speed, and it's still kind of tanky. So then we got Gideon into some Wise Drag to start, just regular old Wise Drag. We had to get them to combat 16 to be able to use the stuff. That took maybe 2 days. It wasn't too much of a task. Then we got him into Wise Drag,
but it was annoying because I couldn't use Dreadlord swords yet, and then it was a big thing. Yeah, I finally got floor 4, and then I got
His first weapon I think was like a Celeste wand, but
those suck. Like, honestly, who's honest?
It has like a 25 second. It's for anybody who doesn't know, it's in like the starter equipment shop,
but honestly, who buys that?
And it literally, like, shoots...
Super booms would do more damage.
I don't think they do damage. But, yeah, they would actually do more than this thing. This thing actually did negative damage and also had a 25-second cooldown. Its ability was that it rains stars down on your enemies. I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool. And then it shoots a couple stars for, like...
No, it shoots one star that does 122 damage to a mob with 10k health. Wow!
Yeah, and you can't dungeonize it. You can't start... You can't even enchant it. It's that bad. So we're like, okay, we're just going to, like, carry him through, like, a floor 1 run, and then he'll be able to use a Dreadlord. It's not going to be that bad. So we carry him through the run, and he gets
it's just you, but...
Yeah, it was mainly just me, because, very beefy boy.
And then, so of course...
We haven't mentioned. I have, now, since I haven't been doing Void Glooms lately, because I've just decided, what the heck, I'll... buy a spirit bow. So I got a pretty decently maxed spirit bow. The only thing it's missing is fumings and recom, so.
But along the way I was, because we had clay minions up, so I'm fishing 20 already.
Yeah, we have fully maxed our minion setup. When Gideon came in, my minion setup was like 12 melon minions
that
none of them had like any sort of hopper or anything on there. So we then got 23 T11.
Yeah,
minions.
We make a million at least. Like,
we haven't actually checked the minions in like a long time.
I checked it this morning. Jake already took all of them a few days. Like,
of course he did.
He took.
We're gonna need to give Jake a good talking to
about minions
what
are
to do.
Game, though.
I mean, they're mainly just for XP because
I made like
super good.
I made 1.2 million on selling minions that hadn't even been there for a full day.
So it's very, very good. So we got 23 T11
clay. By the way, if you ever want to use it, it's 20, so it's basically however many T11 clay minions you can use with Some of them had enchanted lava buckets, some of them didn't. It's better if you have them.
They all had super compactors.
So and then super compactors. And diamond spreading surprisingly actually helps because diamonds are actually worth a little bit of money.
Because it's just free. It's not like it replaces the clay with diamonds. It just adds diamonds to the clay.
Because, like, you get, like, half a stack. I want to say it's, like, 10 enchanted diamonds.
You get, like, 8.
But thing is, eventually that adds up to be, like, an enchanted diamond block after every single minion. And then that gets an extra 200k, which is pretty
poppers. That's pretty nice. So then we got Jake into strong drag, cause we actually discovered a pretty swaggers money making method. So you're going to hear it here first and it's
going to be which one?
The, you know, the one.
The flipping one?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, so this is a very exclusive money making method that we're going to divulge.
And anyone can do.
After I tell you about our sponsor, Shockbyte. We're sponsored by Shockbyte, so you might want to use our code if you ever want to host a Minecraft server on Shockbyte.com. It's S-H-O-C-K-B-Y-T-E.com. There's a Y in there, which is kind of cool, I guess.
Twist.
If you want to host a Minecraft server with your friends or with just some random strangers, I don't know, whatever you
use
care.
Our code.
Yeah. Our code is amazing. I'm pretty sure you know how to spell it.
So we don't need to spell it for you.
I'm still gonna spell it. Amazing. That's how you spell it. I'm just idiot proofing this thing because we're in desperate need of money and I need to buy Christmas presents, so and I'm too lazy to do chores. Anyway, the secret money making method is killing treasure hoarders.
Basically, how you do it. So, there's the nerdy Starfall guys, which you need 10 hits to kill, and that's not cool.
So, here's what they are. So, every once in a while, you're mining the dwarven mines, everything's chill, and then, well, bam, there's a fallen star, and powder and ore rates are, like, doubled by the fallen star or whatever. That doesn't matter, it's not worth it. So then you go up to the star sentries, which are around the star, to make sure you don't get too... Yeah.
And you get Starfall, but...
That's not the best. No.
I know. Well, so the Starfall sells for about 1,000. 1,500. Which, you know, that seems pretty good, you know, killing him, you get a little bit of coin. But there's something else that drops Starfall.
Yeah.
These things called treasure hoarders. Real greedy people. They take all the Starfall, right?
Yeah.
And if you kill them, there's a secret spot, which we will tell you about, where they spawn in. You just run around and you hit them. They have like 22,000 health.
And the average amount of people around there is about zero.
And, well, sometimes there will be a person, and you can just go to a different lobby, because it's pretty hard to get to.
Yeah, it's like Zealots, but more profitable, and also there's less people.
It's a guaranteed profit.
Yes, because it's not like, oh, it's a 1 in 420 chance that they drop this one thing worth nothing.
It actually has a little bit of magic find, I think, to how many you get, but...
It's worth, like, it's like a 1 in 3 chance or something.
And as long as Starfall doesn't deplete in price, and if you can do 22,000 damage on a hit, it's going to be a little harder to do.
Which the majority of people can do. Because we tested this not being able to do 22,000 damage on a hit because... Gideon and Jake were just absolutely trashed.
Yeah, and I...
If I would have gone around with my juju, or my, spirit bow, I would have just went... Ba-ding.
Like, I have an idea of a... So basically... Okay, so, let's tell you where it is. So basically... So you're in the Dwarven Mines, you go straight... Until you get out of that little, like, enclosed area. Then if you look up, there will be, like... If you look up behind you, there will be some, like, bars. And if you can actually, like, warp up there... And then you go past to the left. I think in the cliffside veins or something. And then if you walk down, you'll see there'll be this little hole in the wall. You go through there, and it's like a fairy grotto kind of area.
No, it's just like an area with like a pool in there.
And I thought if you had Ice Walker, you might be able to do it more efficiently because you could use like a Dreadlord sword and just like snipe them or something, or like. A bow would probably help even more if you weren't meleeing. But it makes 3 to 4 million an hour if you're really efficient. Maybe even 5.
And also, if you could one-tap them, it would make more.
Yeah, but the thing is, about two-tapping them is kind of helpful because it takes a little bit for them to respawn. So if you two-tap them, by the time you kill them all, they'll all respawn again. But
I mean, it's still not more efficient just being killing them all the time.
Yeah, and there was another money-making method that I had that I randomly just found. It's not as fun, but basically... You flip super compactors 3000 into dwarven super compactors, makes about 3 mil an hour. All you need is just some enchanted mithril plus like a auto smelter. Basically, you buy them in like bulk of like around 8 mil, And then you craft them all and you make them. It's just really boring, in my opinion, but it still makes money. And, like, if you really are just, like, dead broke, it'll make a little bit if you, like, you can, like, that's just, like, a quick tip. If you have, like, 1 mil you want to turn into, like, 2 mil and, like, maybe half an hour, you can do that or something like that. Or you can just grind your other method because it's pretty swagger poggers and stuff.
Yeah, so then what did we do next? We got Gideon all the way to a floor 4 completion. We're like, wow, we're so accomplished. It took us a whole half an hour. Wow. So we got that.
And then I got a spirit scepter.
Sunk so much money into that thing.
Yeah, thing about it is, I don't think I'm going to change the weapon. I think I'm just going to max it because of how powerful it is. Thing about it is, it can be kind of like a hype, but in the way of, like, for floor 6, like, you're standing in the middle of the terracottas, yeah, hypes are good, but if you just aim at the ground and fire all your bats there, they'll explode and do a bunch of damage. Like, I did around a run with my setup, which is just, like, regular, wise drag, you know, necrotic and all that, full wise drag, with a decent spirit scepter that had old wise 5, I was getting about 100 to 150 million damage, per run. And then eventually I'll recom it, and then once I have Storm, I'll get Wisdom 5 on that, which will give me even more XP, I mean, which will give me even more, man, I already have 7,000 in the boss fight, usually. So I don't, and I can basically spam it forever, so I might want a different, like, enchant on that, like, possibly, like, Last Stand for survivability or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah, because, Wisdom will only increase your mana by 100.
Really?
Because it... And also, it only works if you have XP levels. So, make sure you're always... Hot tip, guys. Include this A30 virus. Include you in this next... In your next tips and tricks video. If you have Wisdom, make sure you're always above 100 levels. Because it only activates per how many levels you have. How it works is every 5 levels. For Wisdom 5, anyway. For 5 levels, you gain 5... like, not any... Just literally experience levels. Like in, like, normal Minecraft. Man, what? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I'll talk about that in a little bit. It caps out at 100. So, yeah. And what I was about, talking about, I don't know if this was before or after our last episode, but I'm very sure it's after. So, I actually started playing No Hypixel Skyblock. I actually haven't played that much Skyblock lately. I mean, like over the course, I've played a pretty normal amount. But the last couple of days, I really haven't been playing as much. Because, one, I've been actually playing Madden. Because, I want to play some sports. Also, I tried out for a baseball team earlier today. So, hope that goes well. I get whether I made the team or not on that next Friday. So, that's kind of sweet, I guess. So, yeah, I played some actual Skyblock, like, regular Skyblock. I died a lot. Like, the first one, I just was like, psh, I'm keeping all the important things that you really, really cannot die with in my inventory. Because it's not like I'm going to die. And I bridge out, and then for some reason, my pinky just, like, dies and falls off the shift button. And, that's World 1 done after, like, playing in it for an hour. So, that was great. And I play in the second one, don't get a sapling from the first tree. So I have to restart again. And then I go on to my third world, die a bunch of times, but I was smart this time. And I gathered all the dirt, and I got some stuff. I'm playing also the Dr. Trog one. So now I have the main island all done. I have a nice cobble gen. I have a nice tree farm. Things are going well. I haven't played that world in a little while, though. So, yeah. So then after that, we got Gideon an F5 comp. He did absolutely nothing with it. He didn't need anything there. So we got him an F6 comp. He still hasn't gotten the Necrolord that he probably should have for survivability.
I am very survive. If I am healer, I can survive, but I don't like healer because.
Because you're a mage?
No, because the problem with that is that, like, because it still helps, but I can't heal because, like, I need milestones. And a mage, I can get milestone 8 guaranteed every time. Like 100 million damage.
You do a bunch of damage because you're a mage. That's the whole point.
And usually, and I know a bussin tank, a bussin archer.
Yeah, it's me.
No?
Yeah.
And a bussin mage. Hype mage, term archer, and Goldor tank, of course.
So, yeah, that is just about going to wrap it up for this episode of the Amazing Minecraft Podcast. So, yeah, we'll be back to our regular schedule now. I'm going to blame Thanksgiving for it, even though it really wasn't Thanksgiving. It was just us being lazy and not posting an episode. But, yeah.
You, not me.
Yeah, so that is just about going to do it for this episode of the Amazing Minecraft Podcast. So, until the next episode, keep mining and stay crafty. Bye.